With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The 3M plant in Aberdeen is the largest producer of N95 respirators in the United States. The respirators are critical for healthcare workers responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thanks to a new expansion in Aberdeen, 3M will produce an additional 70 million respirators each month. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Denise Rutherford is Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs for 3M. She says the company enacted surge plans to increase production of N95s as early as January.
So we hold idle capacity because we know that we have to be able to increase supply relatively quickly. We've been there before, as we like to say, because of hurricanes, wildfires, other natural disasters, and honestly, SARS. We took a lot of the learnings from the SARS epidemic, and we realized that we needed to have capacity that could be brought forward really quickly.
But as COVID-19 spread throughout the country and the world this spring, Rutherford says existing capacity wasn't enough.
So we put in our own investments to add another line, and then we were fortunate to receive money from the Department of Defense for additional capacity expansion. And so what we just opened up was the combination of those, both 3M investments as well as investments from the U.S. government.
The expansion adds 120,000 square feet to the Aberdeen plant, equivalent to a little more than two football fields. Rutherford says this expansion has a big impact on how many N95s the company can produce.
It allows us basically almost in the U.S. alone to pretty much quadruple our output in these last 10 months.
The 3M factory expansion means an additional 100 new jobs in Aberdeen on top of the 200 added since January. The factory is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Denise Rutherford says employees receive training on COVID-19 safety on top of other precautions to ensure the virus doesn't spread within the plant.
In the plants themselves, they are wearing the N95s because of the criticality of those particular operations.
By the end of this year, 3M is expected to produce 2 billion N95 respirators globally. That triples production since last year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
COVID-19 cases in South Dakota K-12 schools and universities have decreased at the beginning of the month. K-12 schools reported 621 students and staff contracted the coronavirus last week. That's down 129 cases from the week before. At least one person in 325 different schools across South Dakota currently has COVID-19. Schools have reported more than 4,900 total infections statewide since the beginning of the school year. More than two-thirds of the total are students. South Dakota colleges and universities reported 117 COVID cases last week, for a total of 2,198 cases since mid-August. More than 90% of total cases have been university students. South Dakota has reported its first case of a prison inmate dying due to complications from COVID-19. The Department of Corrections says the inmate was being housed at the Mike Durfee State Prison in Springfield. The update did not say how old the person was or when that person died. More than 50% of state prisoners have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. The department has confirmed 1,870 cases since the pandemic began. That's out of about 3,350 prisoners. There were 907 statewide cases confirmed. The COVID Tracking Project reports that one in every 109 people in South Dakota tested positive in the past week. State Senate Republicans are choosing chamber leadership. One leader says he's focused on making sure the will of the caucus is communicated clearly to the House, the executive branch, and the public. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Lee Schoenbeck is the Republican nominee for Senate President pro tem. If confirmed in January, the Watertown Republican will set committee assignments and choose where bills get heard. For 4 years, that position was held by Republican Senator Brock Greenfield of Clark. Schoenbeck says the leadership the Republican caucus picked are all forward-thinking people.
And it's really a reflection of what a great new Senate we've got. I mean, we're just loaded with talent. I just finished doing the committee assignments. I did it in like 48 hours because there's so many good people. It was easy to do.
The Republican majority is led by two West River senators. Gary Kamak of Union Center is the majority leader. Mike Diedrich of Rapid City is assistant majority leader. Senator Kamak says he wants to prioritize communication between each legislative chamber, both with Republican supermajorities.
There hasn't been the best communication between the Senate and the House for the last few years. And the blame doesn't fall on anyone in particular. I know there were some efforts made to open up that communication from the Senate side, and there was just some differences in philosophy that didn't get bridged.
Kamak says the legislature will have two major issues to tackle in the coming session: developing legislation around the recent voter-approved marijuana initiatives and one-time spending with a budget surplus. Just three Democrats are in the state Senate. House Republicans will hold their leadership elections on Saturday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Governor Kristi Noem has enthusiastically taken up President Donald Trump's efforts to contest the results of the presidential election. She's asking for online donations to, quote, help us bring it home for the president, but it appears the donations are set to flow into her own reelection account. Noem's solicitation includes a box that donors can check to cover processing fees so that all of their money goes to Kristi for governor, which is Noem's campaign committee. Noem did not respond to requests for comment on how the money would be used, and her campaign committee chairman declined to comment.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.